Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What to Do When You're Having Two: The Twins Survival Guide from Pregnancy Through the First Year, is a practical parenting guide focused on the realities of expecting and caring for twins during pregnancy, birth, the newborn stage, and the first year. Written by Natalie Diaz, founder of Twiniversity and an experienced twin parent advocate. The book is positioned as a hands-on survival manual rather than a theoretical parenting text. Its purpose is to reduce uncertainty by addressing the logistical, emotional, and physical challenges that are specific to multiples. The book covers twin-specific planning such as birth preparation, premature delivery and NICU concerns, feeding two babies, creating synchronized sleep routines, choosing essential gear, and protecting parental sanity and finances. It is also shaped by a supportive tone, using humor and practical observations from real twin families. As a result, it speaks directly to parents who want concrete guidance that is realistic, manageable, and tailored to the unusually demanding but rewarding experience of raising twins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, twin pregnancy planning is treated as a separate preparation process. A major strength of the book is that it treats twin pregnancy as something that requires its own plan, not simply a doubled version of a singleton pregnancy. That distinction matters because twin pregnancies often involve different medical expectations, more logistical preparation, and a greater need for early organization. The book emphasizes practical steps such as building a birth plan and anticipating the possibility of premature delivery or NICU care. This is useful because uncertainty is one of the biggest stressors for parents of multiples, and clear planning helps turn abstract worry into concrete action. By framing preparation as a checklist-based process, the book gives readers a structure they can follow instead of asking them to absorb broad advice and interpret it themselves. The result is a guide that is especially valuable in late pregnancy, when parents need to make decisions quickly and prioritize what will matter immediately after birth. Secondly, feeding and sleep are presented as the core systems that must be managed together. The book gives special attention to feeding and sleeping because those two systems dominate daily life with newborn twins. Rather than treating them as independent tasks, it shows why parents need strategies that coordinate both babies at the same time. One of the central ideas is maintaining one sleep schedule for both infants, since staggered routines can quickly overwhelm caregivers and disrupt the household. The feeding section similarly focuses on double-duty breastfeeding and practical feeding schedules, reflecting the reality that care for twins is often limited by time, energy, and physical endurance. This approach is useful because it translates a chaotic newborn experience into a set of manageable routines. The book does not promise an effortless solution. Instead, it emphasizes consistency, planning, and workable repetition. That makes the advice credible for exhausted parents who need methods that conserve effort rather than add complexity. Thirdly, essential gear and household logistics are framed as a major part of twin parenting. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on the material side of raising twins. Parents of multiples do not just need more diapers and bottles. They also need to think differently about mobility, storage, setup, and daily efficiency. The book discusses must-have gear, including double strollers, as part of a broader strategy for making the home and outings workable for two infants at once. This matters because twin parenting often becomes difficult at the point where ordinary routines are no longer scalable. A single baby can be carried, fed, and transported in familiar ways, but twins require planning around access, movement, and coordination. By addressing gear early, the book helps parents avoid buying items that look useful but do not actually support daily life. Its practical value lies in making the physical environment part of the solution, not just the parent's stamina. That perspective is especially relevant for first-time twin parents who may underestimate how much equipment affects routine stability. Fourthly, emotional resilience and financial strain are treated as twin parenting necessities. The book does not limit itself to baby care mechanics. It also acknowledges the emotional and financial pressure that twins can place on a household. This is important because the demands of raising two infants at once affect every layer of family life, not only feeding and sleeping. The guidance on maintaining sanity reflects an understanding that parental exhaustion can become a limiting factor just as quickly as infant needs. At the same time, the discussion of finances recognizes that twin families face higher recurring costs and more planning pressure than many other families. Rather than presenting these challenges as side issues, the book treats them as central concerns that must be managed proactively. That framing gives the book credibility because it matches the lived experience of many twin parents whose hardest problems are often practical and emotional at once. The advice is strongest when it shows that successful twin parenting depends on protecting the adults in the household as much as on caring for the babies. Lastly, the book encourages parents to nurture individual bonds with each twin. Beyond logistics, The book addresses one of the more subtle challenges in twin parenting, preserving the individuality of each child while caring for them as a pair. This theme is important because twins are often managed together for convenience, which can unintentionally blur their separate identities. The book recommends building one-on-one relationships with each child early, showing that emotional development should not be sacrificed to efficiency. That idea has long-term value because it helps parents see twins as two distinct people whose needs, temperaments, and relationships with caregivers may differ. The book's emphasis on individuality also balances the highly practical tone of the rest of the guide. It reminds readers that survival is not the only goal. Healthy attachment and recognition of difference matter too. This makes the book more complete than a simple checklist manual because it combines operational advice with a thoughtful view of family dynamics and child identity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents expecting twins, new twin parents, and caregivers who need clear, immediately usable guidance for the first year. It is especially helpful for readers who want practical direction without having to sift through a large amount of generic parenting material that does not account for multiples. Its main benefit is organization. It helps readers anticipate the specific pressures of twin pregnancy, newborn feeding, shared sleep routines, equipment needs, emotional strain, and financial demands. It also offers reassurance without becoming sentimental, which makes it more grounded than many parenting books. What distinguishes it in the twin parenting category is its combination of humor, directness, and experience-based advice drawn from the author's twin-focused work and community. Instead of presenting twin parenting as an abstract challenge, it breaks the experience into concrete areas that parents can actually prepare for. For readers who need a focused, realistic, and supportive survival guide, this book stands out as a highly practical resource. If you would like to support Natalie Diaz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.